There is a ketzer, she brings one korban for a lot of different vladas. Yochlai would have thought to say, af on a leda v'al aziva. Who adin, if she has a leda and aziva also, she only has to bring one korban. Tamulay mezais, for the ladas, she's yotze with one korban. But she has a ziva also, machmas the tum aziva, she'll have to bring a second korban. Katoni, it says, Yochlai would have thought to sell a leda v'al aziva, enum avila korban echot. Elamiyakir solik, what kind of happening is that? Ochla dam, somebody, she eats dam, let's say, and then the yoda, she gives birth. Is Hachinami here also? You want them as a svar? They maybe a korban echad. Like what kind of admin is that? Pshita. Since they're two separate chatoyim, she has to have two separate sibis, two different reasons why to bring a korban. Pshita, she has to bring both. My aim rather Hachin said like this. Yes, I would thought to sell a leidish lefnei malais, for a leidish liyacha malais, tam malay mezais. Maybe she gave one miscarriage, she gave birth within the 80 days. And then 80 days passed by after the second one. Then she had a miscarriage after the second, after the 80 days. So I would have thought to say, maybe she only has to bring one korban. Kamash, but no, she has to bring then two separate korbanos. Then it says, what a pila b'tirach shemeinim, kishatim tzlam, vaskam achoyka shebiuda and the tanakama. So most of this, kishatim tzalaymar. The divra Rebbe Yehuda, vlad rishon gerim. Or mevlad rishon meini, count the first one. The vechom, though, vlad sheni is gerim. But Vlad Shani Maina, Shtim Sulaima Pshita, Hoch Yisr is the way it is, Pelas Tumim Mitzvah, the Chiddush says it gives birth to twins. Chagot, the Chamin of Pelas Tumim Mitzvah, Rabbi Yudhu Rabbon and Kamash Malon, that there he does not agree, and there's a Machlokes by Tumim also. So Rashi says, Adivri Chachomim, there's a Adivri of Yehuda, Mi Delei Choshiv Malois, Lishani, Shramin of Vlad Rishin Gorim Lekorbin, Mevlad Rishimayna, pay, you have to count 80 days. Hilkach Slishi, that's Melot Achad Amloisa the Rishon, that's Mechadu, second Korban. That's why the third one you have to bring Korban for. But the rest of the Dibbe Chachomim, Bidle Mechay Velechad Abbas, you have to bring one Korban for the last one. His Thrile, Vlad Sheni Kleimar, Achron Gorim Le Korban, the last one you bring, that's the one that's Mechayu to bring a Korban. So every time the last one you see, you have to wait 80 days from that one. And since Lamaisa, you had another miscarriage in between, so therefore, you only have a chiv to bring just one korban, and not like this first, and third, and the sixth. Samor says, Pshit Rashadach Isa, Teim Lav Hochim, what's the Maflekes then? Samor says, Mapelas Tumu, which gives birth to twins of the Chiddush. Rashad Mishum, Mapelas Tumu Mitzvah Lei, Lashmin teaches this Chiddush. The Mapelas Tumu, Nami Plig Reb Yuda. The Mavis, I'm out of the same, but Tumu Moida, the Chod Lei, that Rich this one long birth, Hoyo v'yiburun kachas, v'yisle nami malais, l'shen yishlishi, la bar korbanu. So Rashi says, I would have thought to say, well, by Tumim, which you gave birth to twins like, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, the chad alay, this one lay da richtihi, hoyo v'yiburun kachas, they gave birth like they came pregnant together. V'yisle nami malais, l'shen yishlishi, la bar korbanu. That you don't have the chiyah to bring one korban and not like the first and the third and the sixth and the fifth. Kamashpano reviewed the argues here and says here also you have to bring a separate korban for the first, for the third, and for the fifth. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do all this list, little gemara. We'll do all we get on the next tape.